It is time for Wayne's 4x2. If you're looking for something to watch or to listen to, but you're not sure where to start, this is the perfect segment to listen into. 2SER's entertainment wizard Wayne Massingham has got you covered with his reviews of the latest and greatest in film and music. It's Wayne's 4x2, 4 reviews, 2 minutes each. Wayne, thanks for joining us again this morning.
Thanks, Jack, and welcome back from Japan.
Thank you.
Exciting trip you had.
Oh, it was very exciting indeed. I'm sure it'll be just as exciting as all the reviews you're about to drop on us this morning. Well, what's your first recommendation, Wayne?
Okay, well, I'm going to start off with a film that absolutely blew me away on the weekend. It's Bo is Afraid, the new film from Ari Aster.
Ah, yes.
I think I spoke to Cameron last week. We had a small discussion about length of films, and I said, a short film can sometimes feel very long, and a long film can feel a bit short. So I think it's the quality. So this is a three-hour film. So if you're not into long films, you might like it. And I don't think it's a film I can recommend to everyone because it's very out there, very ambitious, very strange, very weird. But if you give yourself into it and you're a fan of Ari Aster, then I think you're going to get a lot out of this film. It's very, as I said, very ambitious. I think it could be described as a surrealist black tragicomedy. Stars the great Joaquin Phoenix, who plays Bo Wasserman. And it's, the film is sort of basically an episodic journey on his way back to his mother. Starts off, he's in therapy. He's a very anxious person. He lives in an absolute hellhole. The first 40 or 50 minutes of the film are just chaotic and mad in his apartment, where he's getting strange notes passed on the door at night. He's got all these people outside trying to get into his apartment. It's just an incredible opening to this film. Then he gets hit by a car. He gets rescued by characters played by Amy Ryan and Nathan Lane, who are hilarious, who nurse him back to health in this sort of suburban wasteland. And then he finally makes it home. I guess it's a very bit of a psychoanalysis sort of film, going through looking at Bo's anxiety and how it plays out, a lot about memories with his mother as he's trying to get home to her. There's a great animated sequence in the middle of the film that's just blew me away. Great performances, actually incredibly funny, laughed out loud. Sunrise in, there was just a lot of laughs. And actually, it was quite a full cinema, which was encouraging for a film that's quite challenging and has had sort of mixed reviews. But I got a lot out of this film, just really, really challenging at times, but quite ambitious. And I liked it a lot.
Oh, brilliant.
Maybe not for everyone.
Yeah, that's what I've been seeing as well. It looks a little bit out there. And I mean, Ari Aster is already not for everyone. He's a little bit spooky, but I'm very keen to see this new movie because I love everything Ari Aster's done. So I'm glad I'm getting the thumbs up.
We sort of dabbled in horror. This isn't really that. It's as I said, it's actually quite funny. Like, it's very funny. I wouldn't say it's a comedy. It's a drama that's incredibly funny.
Oh, very exciting. I'm looking forward to it. I would definitely see it this weekend. Thanks for that recommendation, Wayne. What's the second recommendation for today?
Let's go with a TV show that I really enjoyed. It's called Under the Banner of Heaven. This is a police crime drama. Based on a book by John Krakauer, which came out about 20 years ago. So it's all on a true story. Happened in Utah in the early 80s, where a Mormon woman and her baby were murdered. And this is about the detective, played by Andrew Garfield, who's a devout Mormon, and he's investigating the murder. So a lot of it is about he challenges his, beliefs in Mormonism. It has a lot of flashbacks to the beginning of Mormonism, challenging those beginnings, and also the uncovering who murdered this mother and child. It turns out, well, if you read the book, you might know a bit more about it, but it involves a family, the Lafferty family, who are a very large family, and she married into this family, and you'll sort of discover how they go from just being quite strict Mormons to actually being extreme Mormons, and really delves into that underlayer of Mormonism that gets portrayed sometimes in the media as a little bit more dark than they'd like it to be. So I found this a really compelling drama. As I said, Andrew Garfield is great. Really great cast as well. Daisy Edgar Jones is in it. And also Sam Worthington and Wyatt Russell are outstanding as two of the brothers who lose their way in the show. So I should mention where you can catch it. It's all on Disney Plus. It's an FX drama, but so locally it's all on Disney Plus, 7 episodes in total. A really strong drama, this one.
Oh, brilliant. I find anything to do with sort of, detective stuff, particularly with Utah-based Mormon society, very interesting. I'm very interested in that. I mean, I loved Big Love by HBO a few years ago. I just find that very fascinating.
We watched all Big Love, and that was great. And, it's very delving into those sort of cult-like behavior, added in with a murder and a great cast. Makes for a good show.
What more could you want? That's right.
No.
What's your third recommendation, Wayne?
Let's go with something lighter, but not totally light, and that's Dead to Me, a Netflix comedy. It just finished its third and final season, 10 episodes in each season. So I don't know if the listeners have been up on Dead to Me, but basically it stars Christina Applegate and Linda Cardellini, and they become friends through an accident. Christina Applegate plays a real estate agent whose husband was killed in a hit and run, and she's at a grief group where Linda's character, Judy Hale, is there as well. But as you find out in that first season, she actually was part of the hit and run. And so the first season's a lot of twists and turns and confrontations and secrets and everything going on and behaviour in that regard. So it's sort of that very much a lot of surprises, a lot of twists all through that. But as it goes on into this third season, it's more about the friendship that forms between the two. They're still trying, without giving too much away, there's a lot of other subplots and crimes and there's investigations, all done with quite a wry look at it. It's quite funny in parts. As I said, it develops into the really their friendship through the third season as they come together through grief and work things out. The other interesting part of this, people might be aware that Christina Applegate in 2021 was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. So they delayed the filming of this third season. They worked very hard to make it easy for her to film this show. And she did a really great job. And it will be her last acting performance. She's obviously it's going to be hard for her to continue. But she's going to go into doing voiceover work and producing. But she's wonderful in this and, wrapped up nicely, this show.
Well, that's great that Christina can have a really great send-off for a final show after getting that diagnosis. That's really tough. So that's really good to hear. Well, what's the last recommendation for today, Wayne? A bit of music, perhaps?
Well, I'm going to recommend an album that by a veteran band. I think I spoke recently about The Hold Steady, or 20 years on and still making good music. Well, how about the New Pornographers? They're back with their latest album called Continue as a Guest, their ninth album. If you're not familiar with them, it's sort of a super group started by AC Newman and joined by a couple of absolute luminaries in Nico Case and Dan Behar. It's, I guess, power pop is normally the describer for their music. I've seen them live a few times, really wonderful. A lot of great chemistry on stage, and it comes through on the record. I'm always amazed how well-constructed their songs are. Just really, really tight, great lyrics, very wry, and just really enjoyable. This one, like a lot of albums the last couple of years, has probably been made through the pandemic, even though we're sort of, I guess, out of it now, but a lot of this music is still coming out that's made through there. So a lot of it was done virtually. There wasn't much in studio made of this album. So AC Newman sort of orchestrated that, and he's really the main driving force of this album. And sadly, Dan Behar, one of my favourite artists, better known as Destroyer, is not on this album. But we still get Nico Case's wonderful vocals shining through. It's probably a little bit more subdued than probably some of their early albums, I guess, as the band gets older. But you still get those beautiful melodies, great harmonies, and as I said, really well-constructed songs. So if you've been a fan, I think you'll enjoy their new album.
Oh, exciting. What an amazing plug for this album. You really make me want to just jump straight in. And I think you've actually got a track to help us newbies jump into the New Pornographers today, Wayne.
Yeah. Well, this song is my favourite song on the album. It's called Angel Cover. I think this is the standout song on the album. Just really hits with a bang right from the start. I'd say it's if you're leaning on their old power pop roots, this is definitely the most power pop upbeat song. Just really goes from the start, and beautiful song. So I know you had some technical difficulties, but if you can play Angel Cover, then the listeners hopefully will enjoy it and seek out the rest of the album.
I think we have got it running. Wayne, thanks so much great. For coming by for the show today. We're going to play that track right now, and we'll see you again next week for even more recommendations.
Sounds good, Jack. Speak to you next week.
Speak to you next week. Thanks, Wayne. That was Wayne Massingham. And if you'd like to hear more from Wayne and find out more reviews, just head to the 2SER website and type in Wayne, and you'll get all of his reviews and more.